On today's show, Season 7, Episode 3, Discontentment. We're going to discuss dissatisfaction, attachment, and over-identification, and where those things can lead. Coming up on your favorite podcast show,
Cup of Dao,
starting right now.
You're listening to Cup of Dao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit.
Hey friend, what have you been up to lately? Like I said in previous episodes, the first four episodes from Season 7 are all released together at the same time. So now on with Season 7, Episode 3. Let's hear a reading from the Tao Te Ching, Chapter 44. When Tao prevails, stallions are freed to fertilize the fields. When Tao is ignored, war horses are bred along the borderlands. There is no curse more deeply rooted than discontentment, and no affliction more self-stoking than greed. For when one learns how to cultivate contentment, can they ever hope to experience satisfaction? At the heart of many conflicts is discontentment and greed. As a whole, people tend to want more and more and chase after that which they do not have, and they think that once it's acquired, there will be greater satisfaction with life. We chase happiness and we try to avoid suffering. This leads to a cycle of discontentment because nothing can truly satisfy us long term. I've said it before, but it's important to note that attachment is at some point broken because people change, things break, or they lose their value. Additionally, people will leave us and people die. It's hard to form a guaranteed attachment that will bring nothing but happiness because even the people and things that we love can cause us pain either with their presence or after their absence. Attachment to some things that provide us enjoyment is okay as long as you don't have an attachment to unhealthy levels, as is the case with addictions, to where that thing takes over your life and causes suffering to you or others. Further, attachment to some things is also okay if you realize that you will probably lose that thing that you're attached to at some point in the future. For example, if you have a healthy relationship now, just know that your partner could leave you at some point, maybe even through their death. Another thing is over-identification with jobs or life roles, socioeconomic status, or any kind of thing where you totally identify with that aspect of your life. Over-identification can also set you up for pain and suffering when that thing is no longer in your life or a part of you. Let's take a break. If you would like to connect with me or learn more about me, go to my new website, mcclish.me. That's mcclish.me. mcclish.me. Also check out my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms. Get it where you get great books. If you love the podcast, you'll love the book. So what are some things that you are clinging to? Things that if you lose, they will ruin your life, or they'll ruin your identity, or you'll feel mentally unwell. Are there things that you need to not cling to as much? Think about these things, and once you've given yourself some time to reflect on these and identify these and figure out a plan for what you would do in the absence of these, then move on to the next episode, Season 7, Episode 4. On that note, I'll see you next time. That's it for today's show. I look forward to seeing you next time. May peace and love be with you.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
This podcast is a Coach CMC production.